This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. In a phone call on Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden informed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky the United States is sending an additional $1 billion worth of military aid to Kiev as it continues to defend itself against Russia's invasion. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The additional weaponry Washington is sending to the Ukrainians includes a coastal defense system, additional artillery, and more ammunition for rockets. At the White House, National Security Council Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby says there will likely be additional help from the United States depending on the changing needs of the Ukrainian military.
We want to meter it out so that we're in lockstep with the Ukrainians and where they are on the battlefield and what they need in real time.
Other countries are to make additional commitments to Ukraine, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a NATO meeting in Brussels. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve announced the most aggressive interest rate increase in nearly 30 years on Wednesday and said it is prepared to do so again next month in an all-out battle to drive down surging inflation, explaining the 0.75 percentage point raise. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said it was, quote, essential to lower inflation, and policymakers have, quote, both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families. He stressed the goal is to achieve that without derailing the U.S. economy, but acknowledged there's always a risk of going too far.
So then the question is, what do you do? And do you wait 6 weeks to do it at the next meeting? And I think the answer is that's not where we are with this. So.